stand by. We're about to begin. Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's Tivoli Talk, IBM Tivoli Monitoring ITM 6.2 Migration Overview conference call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the call over to Mr. Jim Katz. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Sarah. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Upgrade Toolkit overview. Hopefully by now that you have downloaded the presentation. One of the things I want to point out right off the bat, that the talk that's been given today is basically still using a draft copy. 6.2 isn't baked yet. I doubt it very much will change from this presentation, but please note that this is IBM confidential and it is a draft copy. If we go to the agenda slide on slide two, this morning we're going to take a look at the announcement of a new forum and some date information for the release of ITM 6.2. We're going to look at an overview of the Tivoli Monitoring Upgrade Toolkit. There's far too much information to cover this topic in detail. For those of you that weren't aware, there is go-to training available. So please, if you have any questions, either drop me a note or put a note in the monitoring forum. I'll give you the URL in a moment. We're going to take a look at some examples of migration of the TMF and installation of the Upgrade Toolkit. We're going to take a look at the ITM Upgrade Toolkit migration subcommands, just cover a few of those briefly. We'll take a look at some custom RMs, the resource models and the mapping files, and the various processes, the ITM 5.1.2 to 6.2 upgrade process and the migration steps, along with some reference material. At the end of this call, we will have questions and answers. And if I can't get your questions answered or you think of something after the call, please feel free to ping me. Slide three, please. I want you all to note that we have a new monitoring forum. Please make a note of this URL. You can put your questions there, and we being the enablement team, will endeavor to get your questions answered as quick as possible. We understand that there are a variety of means, including SWAN and email and other forums that you may have used in the past. If you would please put your ITM 6.2 questions here and 6.1 questions here, that would be very helpful. So once again, please make a note of this URL. This monitoring forum has been available since early October. In the last two or three days, it has started to explode with Q&A. Slide number four, some of the key dates. Please make a note that the announcement is going out on November 20th. The electronic GA is going out on the day after Thanksgiving, that is November 23rd, and the physical GA is December 14th. Slide five, a quick word about this migration release. ITM 6.2 is not the ITM 5 migration release. We are shipping a 5.1 migration toolkit, which can take the ITM 5 resource models and move them to 6.2 situation. But there is a concern, and that comes around for most of our ITM 5 customers, and that is not all of the underlying Tivoli framework functionality has been replaced by ITM 6. So it's not an apples-to-apples migration today, one of the examples being granular security. How we are positioning version 6 is that it is a major usability release. That is, there have been many, many upgrades to the performance. We have an agent builder, which is perceived as a game changer. If you missed information about ITM 6.2 and what are some of the new features, there is a PowerPoint from the Tuesday Tivoli Talk online along with a taped replay. LDAP is here. For those of you who have had customers asking for LDAP, it is here and it works just fine. Jeff Dawes conducted a go-to training class where setting up LDAP between a Linux server and a Windows server was one of the exercises, and it worked perfectly. And, of course, along with LDAP, there is the ability to manage user groups. That is, something that you probably have done before if you've used Windows has now been made very easily to manage user groups and roles in the new ITM 6.2 release. A couple other notes. We're not going to our large ITM customers and telling them that this is the time to move off of ITM 5 to ITM 6. Yeah, for some of the smaller shops and the SMB, this may be a great opportunity for them. But for the ITM 5 customers, we're not going out to them and say, yeah, take all of your endpoints and move them over. However, there are great opportunities for customers who have ITM 5 to move over to ITM 6, especially if they have needs in the way of virtualization or database monitoring. So there may be many cases where your ITM 5 customers could benefit from running ITM 5 and ITM 6 concurrently. Slide number 7. Let's take a look at a simple overview of the Upgrade Toolkit. The Upgrade Toolkit provides automation and support during the migration phases from 5.12 to 6.2. It's installed as part of the TMF, or the Tivoli Management Framework, and it's a product on the Tivoli Management Region. So the actual upgrade is from 5.12 to 6.2. You're able to query the TMR, retrieve the ITM5 integration and configuration information, and then map that to ITM6.2 for the migration process. This also includes the process to map ITM5 resources to corresponding ITM6 resources, and it uses a methodology to describe the mapping logic, which are called mapping files. Slide number 8. We're continuing with our upgrade. The upgrade consists of a set of tools that results in a migration framework that performs an automation for most of the migration processes. There's not a lot of manual work to do here. It also includes information to convert most of your ITM5 packs. It's very flexible and allows you to convert many of your custom resource models. And there's also going to be a web GUI as part of this upgrade toolkit. Slide 9, the supported platforms for the migration. You can see Solaris AIX, HP UX, Linux on 390, Windows, and for the endpoints, AIX, HP, Linux, Solaris, Windows once again. So I would expect that this is what anybody looking to migrate would have expected to see. At least I hope that's the case. Slide 10, some of the available features. Okay, there's going to be installation on all supported platforms, of course. There's Java path settings, which we'll talk about a little later. We'll talk about some of the commands that you use to set Java paths and some of the things to look at if you run into problems. There's a TMR scan. There's an endpoint assessment, endpoint migration. The rollback, of course, for those of you that do run into any kind of trouble or decide that, hey, I really don't want to do this at the time being. There is a profile assessment, migration, rollback. I think if you take a look at the slide, everything and just about anything you would expect to be part of this migration toolkit has been included. Keith and the team that has done this work have done an outstanding job. Hopefully, too, you are familiar with the little chart beneath the available features, the assess, analyze, migration, and check status. We've seen that now for over a year, and this has just become a integral part of what we do to make a migration successful. The next slide, an example of TMF migration of the environment. On slide number 12, let's take a look at the ITM 5.1 test environment. In this case, the TMR is the host TMR server. It's Windows 2003 server. It's a managed node, and it's also an endpoint. On slide 12, you can see that only one gateway exists, and it's named TMR server underscore gateway. And in this case, only the Windows endpoints are being migrated in this example. Of course, this is just a very simple example to show you the steps. We understand that in a larger environment, there would take a lot of planning and perhaps a lot of consulting between you and your customer in order to migrate the thousands and thousands of endpoints that they have. Once again, this is just to give you an overview of the process. On the TMR server and ITM 6.2, there are two Windows endpoints. On slide number 14, here's an example of the profile manager, the Windows profile, and the subscriber. The profile manager is named ITM 512 Profile Manager. And the profile named ITM 512-profile-windows will be the profile that will be migrated. On slide 15, you can see the three resource models, logical disk, process, and processor. And once again, please note that the profile is ITM 512-profile-windows. And the next slide starts the installation of the upgrade toolkit. The prerequisites for the toolkit are a framework of 3.7 or higher, IBM Tivoli Monitoring 512 Fix Pack 10 or higher, and a runtime environment of 1.42 or higher. Of course, verifying the prerequisite software is installed is always a good thing. Paying the installation CDs or an image of the CD. If you're installing from physical CDs, please copy files to the directory and make sure you have enough space to do the work. Nothing like running out of space in the middle of a migration. This is a very important point. The toolkit must be installed on every TMR and gateway to be migrated, or which is in the Tivoli Management Framework structure, or endpoints to be migrated. The toolkit commands are only run from the version of the toolkit installed on the TMR. So let's begin the installation. On slide 18, you see we do a simple login to the Tivoli desktop. We type the name of the TMR, type the login, and click OK. Slide 19, from the Tivoli desktop, click Desktop, Install, Install Product, something we've probably all done a thousand times in the past. On slide 20, frequently you'll find an installation path isn't set yet, or maybe pointing to an older installation media path, causing an error in a pop-up screen to appear. In this case, you just click OK on the error message screen and locate the correct path by finding the correct media installation area. Okay, so locate the correct install media path by clicking entries in the host and directories field and then select the correct media. On slide 21, we set the path to the Tivoli install media. When the install media path name is correctly displayed, click the set path and set media and close. Highlight the product and click install or install and close. On slide 22, necessary to set the Java location before we install the product. So here you'll see a setup install options pop-up screen will appear. Enter the directory name of the Java runtime environment, which is 1.42 or higher. Click Set. Now, just a note here that you can set the JRE directory or change it later with the CLI. So if you like the command line interface, feel free to use the CLI. From the Install Product screen, click Install or Install and Close again. On slide 23, you'll see that we go through a dependency check. After all the dependencies are checked, and there may be many of them, click Continue to install. When you see the finished product installation, click Close. On slide 24, we finish and verify the installation. We click Close to exit the installation product screen. And then we click the Desktop About menu. On slide 25, you actually see from the About Tivoli screen which products have been installed when you click the Install product. You'll see a list of the IBM Tivoli Monitoring upgrade from 512 to 6.2 under the Installed Products. Take a moment to examine this, please. On slide 26, you'll see how to do this installation if you want to use the CLI. Of course, those of you that have used the CLI before are familiar with the Tivoli Bass environment. If you haven't used Bass before, please use the Tivoli Bass environment on Windows to untar the installation that's going to be used for the CLI. Slide 27, in case you need to uninstall the migration toolkit, you basically use the wizard uninstall command and the Tivoli product and name server remove files. The command has to be issued for each gateway server first and then for the TMR. Then run your check database command. Examples of this will be on slide 28. And as you can see, after we've actually run the uninstallation task, the final part after cleaning up is to run the check database. And the check database, check hobbing database is done. We have uninstalled the product. The next slide starts the IBM Migration Toolkit command and subcommands. I just want to cover a few of the commands you most likely use. One of the Java commands is the wit mtk command. And what this command does, it displays or sets the path for the supported version of the Java runtime environment. So if you do have a problem and you're wondering, you know, you're really not sure what the problem is, if it isn't obvious, please make sure that your JRE, the path is pointed to correctly. Use this command to verify it. As a matter of fact, I would recommend that making sure you have the path variable set would be one of the things you do before you ever start the migration. On slide 31, there is a scan TMR command. And what this command does is it validates the infrastructure baseline file, which is an XML file. And you do have some options. You can force this. You can specify an infrastructure baseline to use if you don't want to use the default file name. On slide 32, you see an example of the Java subcommand. In this example, the with MTK scan TMR command has finished with an error due to an invalid Java path. Apparently, the Java path was displayed but never sent. Set correctly, excuse me. So what we basically do is verify the path, set it, and display it again to make sure, and then we can rerun the actual install. On slide 33, here's an example of the scan TMR subcommand output. In this case, we've got a file named TMR OID XML, which is actually our baseline file, and it's built by the TMR to contain a recommended ITM62 structure. The gateways and the endpoints are analyzed by the TMR subcommand, and only the endpoints that contain ITM properties will be identified. Take a brief look at this and, see the various steps, which would include the installation, the verification for what's present on the various endpoints. In this case, we're looking at a Red Hat release. Slide 34 shows the assess subcommand. You use this command to select the ITM5 object that you intend to upgrade. It assesses the object in the environment, and it creates a proposed 6.2 environment in the output baseline infrastructure file. You can identify the managed resources, that is the profile managers, profiles, and endpoints, to assess and select one or more of the RMs that belong to them. The managed resources can be selected either using the command options, or you can supply a file in which the managed resources are listed. If you decide to use the -A option, an assessment is generated for all the profile managers, both the local and remote, that are accessible from the current Tivoli management region. The assess command creates XML files for the selected management resources in the following directory. So once again, the assess command will verify the objects that you intend to upgrade and put them in the bottom directory infrastructure. On slide 35, there is the assess command continued. As you can see, you do have quite a few options, all right, including the PM option, which specifies a profile manager to assess. You may decide to use one or more PMs when you go through this. On slide 36, the assess command subcommand is continued. So as you can see, you do have a lot of options, and this is only a few of the commands that come with the toolkit. And slide 37, here is an example of the assess subcommand. In this example, what you're seeing is an assess of a Windows endpoint called TMR server. You can see the assess tool is checking each endpoint. It may take some time, of course, depending on the infrastructure. It processes the request. It loads the snapshot for an assessment. It loads the infrastructure baseline file. We start a resource assessment. We do a conversion of the endpoint. We convert the application object TMR server. We assess all the resources, and then hopefully you get the processing is complete. On slide 38, set password command, just an example if you need to use a set password command. You use a set password command to store access credentials, you know, the user ID and password of any object in the infrastructure baseline file created by the previous WITMTK scan TMR. Just a continued example on 39 of the set password command, and an example of setting a password for the OS agent TMR server NT. User ID is assigned sysadmin. Password is assigned. Create a baseline XML file that's uploaded and updated. The passwords are encoded. And you probably will use this command very rarely. There is an encrypt password subcommand for those of you concerned with security. On slide 42, you see an example of the migrate command. We use this command to migrate managed resources for which we've already run the assess command. The resources are identified in one of the following ways: by either identifying individual XML files created by the assess command, identifying a directory that contains an XML file created by the assess command, or identifying a text file that lists individual XML files created by the assess command. And just to note, too, that agent deployment can be limited to monitoring agents with specific 6.2 product codes. And this may be important for those of you that are running a mixed environment and only want to migrate perhaps one particular type of a agent, let's say use Red Hat, for example, and then not touch the Windows agents. On slide 43, just a migration command example continued. Slide 44, the migrate subcommand options continued. And as you can see, you do have a lot of options. This is a very flexible installation medium. And here's an example of the migrate subcommand. This is an example of migrating a Windows profile named ITM52-profile-windows. Three Windows resource models are being migrated as part of this profile, and multiple situations are mapped to each resource model. Please take a minute here and examine the various processing that's going on. Once again, when the processing request is complete, you'll see the command has been processed completely successful, and you'll also see a log file of information regarding what you just did. So if you ever have any questions, go back, refer to the log file. As my buddy Mark Leapheart likes to say, log files are your friends. 46, the trace sub command. You use this command to turn tracing on or off. If no parameters are supplied, the current state of tracing is returned, and this command must be run in a Tivoli sourced environment. 5, we'll start to talk about custom resource models and the mapping file. On slide 48, talk a minute about custom resource models. The purpose of custom resource models is to create a monitor that performs a function not provided by ITM. So in the ITM 5 world, we have resource models. In the ITM 6 world, we have the universal agent, and now we have a agent builder. So there's two ways to build custom resource models, if you will, in ITM 6. Now, there are three categories of custom resource models. There is a level A, which is created by modifying one of the best practice resource models that is shipped with ITM in the packs. That is, this is a resource model that came ready to use out of the box. Generally, only thresholds or parameters are added, and the complexity does not vary significantly from the original. So basically, you're taking a vanilla resource model in level A. In level B, this is something that we created from scratch. It bears little or no resemblance to those in the best practice resource models in level A, and the metrics are collected using either data providers shipped with ITM 5 and the packs, or using custom script providers. Level C is completely new, developed by the user. Now, this is important to note. Currently, most of the best practice resource models shipped with ITM 5 and the packs can be migrated to ITM 6. Assume that a custom resource model in level A can also be migrated without major issues. The general rule for custom resource models in level B or level C is that they are capable of migration to the extent that the triggering conditions for the resource model indications can be collapsed into one or more Boolean expressions. So bottom line here is your level A's will migrate almost 100% of the time. The level B's are capable of migration, but these are the migration resource models that you may run into trouble with. Okay? Slide 49, mapping file format. Mapping files are used for custom resource models, and they have the following name format. So you have a resource model name, a major version number, a minor version number, and it is an XML file. This way, of course, you can allow for different resource model versions to be managed, and only the resource model matching the available mapping files will be mapped. On slide 50, we'll talk a little bit about mapping files in the TMR locations. For each ITM 5 application, a product and the product resource models, a mapping file will be installed and placed in the following directory. So for Unix, you'll see it's going to be under the ITM TKU upgrade mapping built-in directory. And for Windows, basically the same type path, ITM, TKU upgrade, mapping built-in directory. A second mapping directory called update is planned to allow PAC teams to release newer mapping files or updated or new resource models. A third mapping directory called custom is planned to allow customers to produce their mapping files and use the migration toolkit for their resource model. Once again, you'll see here that things are planned because ITM 6 is not baked yet, that it is not available for general distribution, and even as we talk, work is still going on the product and the development of the product. Slide 51 shows a mapping and the TMR directory locations. The search order to find a mapping file is custom, update, or built-in directory. This allows for a custom resource model to be selected instead of the same named update resource model. which can be selected instead of a same name built-in resource model. So as you can see, the order can be very important in the mapping here. Custom, update, and built-in. Slide 52 are examples of mapping name, mapping file names. On the left side, you'll see an example of names in the built-in folder. You'll see OS agents and application agents are first, and there are database resource, DB2 resource models there also. The right side example are names at the end of the built-in folder. Notice the Windows resource model names beginning with TMW. And of course, all these files end in XML because they're all XML files. Next slide, we'll take a look at the ITM 512-62 upgrade process overview. I'm hoping by now that most of you have seen this slide more than once because it has been available for a very long time. The illustration above represents an overview of 16 of the steps, yes, 16, to upgrade ITM 512 to ITM 6.2. The previous step is to collect information about the environment that is to be migrated, and post-steps include cleaning up following the upgrade. The scan TMR, assess and migrate steps use the upgrade toolkit commands, and the analyze, external, and verify steps are manual steps performed by the implementer. So as you can see here, we have an assess, an analyze, a migrate, and a check status. And then on the left, you'll see we install servers, we migrate endpoints, we migrate profiles, we migrate the profile managers. Once again, 16 steps of success. Slide 55, Scan TMR Tool. The Scan TMR Tool queries the Tivoli Management Region server looking for gateways and endpoints based on the ITM5 boot method. It maps the server and gateways to ITM6 monitoring servers. It maps the endpoint types to ITM6 OS agent types. Then it writes a proposed ITM6 infrastructure to a baseline, and it validates the baseline file. And it's when edited by the customer to check a connection with an ITM6 environment. Slide 56, the Scan TMR produces recommendations. As you can see on the left side, we have the ITM512 environment, and the ITM6.2 environment is on the right side. So you can see how one flow becomes another flow, how one infrastructure becomes another infrastructure. All right? Take a moment and just take a look at the flow and how the gateways become remote TEMs, the agents become an agent, the TMR becomes the hub TEMs. Probably nothing here that's very surprising to most of you that are familiar with ITM5 and ITM6. For some of you who have not dealt with both 5 and 6, this may be the first time you're actually seeing this. And some of the terms such as TMR, if you're not familiar with the Tivoli Management Region and the framework itself, this might be new to you. Slide 57, the mapping approach. The scan phase queries the TMR server seeking gateways and endpoints that are based on the ITM5 boot method. The various framework endpoints that are mapped to OS agents are the Windows, AIX, Solaris, HPUX, Linux, Linux SM390, and the Linux PPC support. Scans need to be performed in each TMR. So make a note of it. You know, a scan on a single TMR isn't going to get you the results for everything that you want. Do you expect to have multiple TMR results? Slide 58, the assess tool. It queries the specific resources in terms of individual endpoints, profiles, or profile managers. For standard supported resource models and indications, the corresponding ITM 6 structure is determined using the supplied mapping files. So once again, you see the necessary, the slide mapping files, how important they are to this whole migration. The proposed solution in terms of agents, situations, and managed system lists is in the assess files that are created. On slide 59, talk a little bit again about the migration tool, which is uses the scan TMR baseline XML file and the assess files to create the ITM6 monitoring OS agents, the managed systems, and the situations. It doesn't create the TEMS and TEP servers. They have to be installed manually. The Simple Object Access Protocol, or SOAP, is an XML-based protocol that applications use to exchange information over HTTP. SSL and HTTPS are supported protocols. Migration tool itself uses a SOAP connection to communicate with new ITM6 infrastructure and the LCF endpoint on the Hub TEM server. The LCF endpoint on the Hub TEM server is required for migrating endpoints. And we use three modes of operation. There is a migrate tool, which a migrate mode, which creates situations, managed systems, and managed system lists. There is a rollback, which of course undoes the previous actions. And then there is a cleanup, which removes the ITM5 monitoring objects that you have determined that have been successfully migrated. Slide number 60, the migration tool. Based on the information assessed and accepted by the implementer, the upgrade is actually performed. Agents are deployed unless they are already existing. Situations are created. MSLs are created. And situations and agents are assigned to the MSLs. An example of some of the commands that you can use if you want to use the command line. And on 61, we talk about the deployment of the agents here. Slide 61, the ITM6 OS agents can be deployed in a multitude of ways. You can use the ITM6 agent. You can use Tivoli Configuration Manager for software distribution. You can use software install mechanisms that are external to Tivoli. That is, if you have a program that does software distribution and is not the Tivoli Configuration Manager, you can use that. You can install a gold disk image, and you can install an installation on a workstation. Now, if the migration tool detects a missing ITM62 OS agent, it will use the LCFD installed on the Hub server to run a create node command. The assess tool examines the endpoints, and it determines which OS monitoring agents to deploy. The upgrade tool deploys the OS monitoring agent, and then the application agents are deployed using the OS agent. On slide 62, the application monitoring agents. The application agents monitor entities other than operating systems. The application monitoring agents are included with the monitoring products that run on the ITM6 base. For example, the IBM Tivoli Monitoring for Databases 6 product includes a DB2 monitoring agent. There are also other application monitoring agents available to monitor DB2, MySAP, Oracle, networks, and web systems. Application monitoring agents are always installed on endpoints where an OS monitoring agent is installed, and application agents may be installed locally or by any software distribution method. The next slide will talk a little bit about the ITM512 to ITM62 migration steps. Now, by this time, we've seen the slide a couple times. You probably understand now that what we do is a phased approach, okay? Each phase of the migration here is represented by a row on the table. Each migration contains 4 steps. That's how we get our 16 steps to the migration report, to the migration approach. We've already talked about the scan, TMR, the assess, and the migration commands. We've talked a bit about the analyzation, the external, the ability to verify. So So here you see that the steps named Analyze, External, and Verify are manual steps, and they are external to the Upgrade Toolkit. On slide 65, before you ever start the migration, sit down. It looks simple in step one, doesn't it? Sit down and collect information about the ITM5 environment. If only it was easy as step one. You know, what we're really talking about here is getting the people in the infrastructure together that understand how the infrastructure or infrastructures are set up, collecting as much data as possible, reviewing the data. It's just like any other project, if you will, but it needs to be done in a logical order. It needs to have the input from the correct people. It needs to have a verification from the correct people. So look at this as a project. You know, map it out as a project plan would be my advice to you. Make sure that you've got everything covered from A to Z so that there are no gotchas. You also need to look up the names of the Tivoli server and policy region, list the names of all the gateways and their assigned endpoints, and here you might even find some endpoints that you were unaware of. I've seen that happen on more than one occasion. List the operating systems of all the endpoints assigned to a particular gateway, and then the commands and output to display this information you'll see on the next slide. So here's the CLI command for collecting TME information. We do a double W lookup minus R in a policy region using the A and L parameters, and this comes back and it shows you what was in the actual policy region. Once again, this is a very simple example, I understand, but it is the same whether it is a large infrastructure, medium infrastructure, or small infrastructure. The commands are the same. Slide 67, we talk about Phase A, the installation servers. You install ITM6 servers to provide the infrastructure support required for monitoring. These will replace the infrastructure function of Tivoli servers in gateways. In step two, using the scan TMR command, we install the servers. In step three, we analyze, which is actually updating the baseline file. In step four, which is the external step, we install the TEMS and the TEPS. TEMS is an abbreviation for Tivoli Enterprise Management Server, and TEPS is an abbreviation for Tivoli Enterprise Portal Server. And in step five, we install the servers, and we run a second scan of the TMR to view the deployment. On slide 68, we assess the servers with the first scan of the TMR. We issue the WITMTK scan TMR command, which can be issued from the Windows command or a bash shell. As you can see, it creates an environmental snapshot. You install the monitoring on the gateway, you verify that monitoring is present on the endpoints, convert the data, you define a new hub. You see that the number of gateways used by monitoring is one in this example. The gateway TMR server underscore gateway contains three endpoints, which is used with the IBM Tivoli monitoring. The scale factor for calculating the number of remote servers in this case is 1. The scale factor for the number of endpoints is 3, which of course matches up to our 3 endpoints. We add the 3 agents. We write a new deployment infrastructure to the baseline file, and we complete the scan. Once again, you see that we have a log of everything we have just done. Slide 69. Just to show you the location of the scans and the logs, in case there's any question, there's always the log files to go back to. Slide 70, the baseline XML file that's created from the TMR scan is referred to as the baseline scan. It's saved in the scans directory. The file is an XML file. You can begin editing the baseline XML file in the analyzation step. Changes that are made manually to the baseline XML file, particularly those requiring the text AMK required AMK. Whenever the baseline XML file is edited, a backup file is created, so you always have a backup to fall back on. The baseline XML file may be edited with a GUI editor. 71, take a look at a baseline XML file before changes occur. And as you can see here, fields that are in red are manually colored in this example to emphasize what needs to be changed. Notice the occurrence of the AMK-required AMK. Take a moment here to examine this baseline XML file, please. Slide 72 shows the baseline XML file being viewed with the browser. Some sections aren't expanded, and required fields to change are no longer in red, as seen in the older example. Required fields will have a yellow background name and an asterisk placed by a field name, and some values contained in the AMK required-AMK to indicate that these fields need to be edited. So I think that the baseline XML file that's viewed here with a browser probably does a real good job of showing you, you know, what needs to be done. 73, the baseline XML file viewed with a browser continued. The infrastructure elements were indicated by large icons. We include a spanner or wrench icon with a line through it. That's the status indication that an element is not configured yet. Very important to point that out, that if you have something not configured, we will give you an indicator. A red X icon indicates that an element is not in the deployed status. Green check or tick mark indicates that it is deployed. Elements can be collapsed or expanded, you know, simply by clicking the plus or minus icons. It's a simple twisty. When elements have multiple instances, the icon label shows the actual number of instances in the parentheses. And when an element is expanded, its attributes are listed horizontally beside the element type and name, while other attributes are listed below the element name. Slide 74 shows you the hub server section. In the hub server section, these changes are needed. We need to set the directory location of the ITM software on the hub TEMS. Set the TMF endpoint name to the hub TEMS server, example ITM62, and set the hub TEMS name to hub_ITM62. Take a moment and examine the hub server section overview, please. On slide 75, you see the SOAP console selection. And you also see what changes need to be made. You see a host name, password gets set to TEPS, port numbers, set the port number to the correct number. In this example, 1920, of course. User, set the user ID to sysadmin. And to the right, there are views of the SOAP console sections before and after changes are made. So you can see the upper is the before, of course. The lower is the post-install. You'll see sysadmin, port 1920, the host name, no SSL being used. On 76, you see the portal console section. Changes have to be made to the host name, password, port, and user. I think you get the general idea. There's a very nice before and after picture. We've really tried to make this as simple as possible, understanding that the migration of an infrastructure is never just a simple task, but we've really done our darndest to make this an easy-to-use facility. Slide 77, the event server section, you have to make some changes. You set the text server port, which is usually 5529. Server sections on 78. 79, OS section agents. Page 80, save the changes made to the baseline XML file. So, you know, of course, save the changes that we've made. 81, the migration of servers by manually installing the infrastructure. You can install the ITM62 TEPS, install a 62 hub TEMS, install a remote TEMS or RTEMS, and all the information collected about the components must be entered into an XML file. We run the scan TMR command a second time. You may see some warnings. Some of the warnings are acceptable. In this example, we've got two monitoring agents have not been installed or migrated from endpoints yet. Not an issue. Remember, you don't have to install or migrate everything at the same time. You can check the service of the server migration. You can view the baseline XML file with a browser. I think we've already talked about the green check marks, the red X marks. There are progress bars, percentages near the green and yellow bars to show you how close you are to being complete. The endpoint here, the endpoint ITM62 was migrated as a result of installing 6.2 software, and it's already deployed. In phase B, the migration of endpoints, we do a migration of the TMF endpoints to ITM62 OF agents. We deploy monitoring agents to endpoints, starting with OS monitoring agents. After an OS agent is deployed to an endpoint, the endpoint is able to communicate with its assigned monitoring server. When its endpoint is deployed, its target operating system or application become a managed system. Now, as you see, phase B is the four steps of 6, 7, 8, and 9. Once again, all involves the endpoints, assess, analyze, migrate, and verify. It is redundant, but as you can see, the steps are the same for a reason to make it easy to do the migration. Assess endpoints, similar to what we saw just previous. Analyze the endpoints. In this case, the TMR server is not deployed yet. We have a running ITM5 profile. In the next slide, we're on slide 87. The endpoint TMR server has now been migrated. We verify the endpoint migration. View the tmrserver.xml file using a browser. In this case, we see we have 100% upgrade level for the TMR server endpoint, and next there'll be a verification of the upgrade in the baseline file. On 89, we check the status of the endpoint migration in the baseline file. The baseline XML file shows the TMR servers have been deployed, and finally, a verification from the TEP is going to be displayed next. On slide number 90, using the ITM6 Tibble Enterprise portal is a quick way to determine the status of an endpoint migration. That is, if you open up the portal and you see the OS agent there and it's under the correct host name, there's almost 100% chance that everything has gone successfully. In the example below, you know, we've got an arrow icon indicating that there is a navigator update. That means ITM6.2 needs to do some processing. When the update occurs, you'll see a change, and then the TMR server appears in the Windows Systems group to show that the update has taken place and everything is up and running. On slide number 91, this is an upgrade of profiles or a migration of profiles, excuse me. The profiles will migrate to a set of ITM62 situations. Remember, in ITM62, we call profiles situations. We deploy situations to replace resource models and profiles. There is an assessment which includes the resource monitor, a threshold operator and frequency. Each ITM6 situation has an equivalent function, and one or more situations are created for each resource model indication. Slide 92. Once again, we have four phases to the migration. This is a migration of profiles. You see the assess, analyze, migrate, and verify. The assess profile here is named ITM52-profile-windows. We create an XML file. The profile contains three resource models. The assess determines that each resource model will contain multiple situations. Each situation that is related to each other in the resource models, but none are deployed yet in this slide. As you can see, we've got the bright red X. No doubt that no deployment has taken place. On slide number 95, the ITM62 profile windows XML file is used for migration. Mapping files are made from the profile resource models to situations. Slide 96, we can view the profile migration once again using our browser. Once again, similar to the steps we performed in the other two phases. The upgrade level for this profile is 100% complete. Excuse me, on slide 97, migration of profiles and situations, you can see that we deployed everything. The upgrade level is 100%. And notice that the variables are also set. Slide 98, the quick review of the Tivoli Enterprise Portal situation elements. If you've never seen the Tivoli Enterprise Portal, if you're only familiar with the ITM5 framework, the Tivoli Enterprise Portal has a very nice look and feel to it. There is a conditions operator. There is a sampling interval. You have the ability to add conditions. There are situation names. It's a very flexible tool which includes expert advice. Slide number 99, you can verify the profile migration from the Tivoli Enterprise Portal by expanding the OS list. Note the situations names that are named beginning with NT5338 on the right side of the screen here. The ITM5 situations are named in this manner. The first two digits are for the agent type. A5 indicates that it came from ITM5, the hexmedecimal code for a profile OID, and a sequence of characters related to the indication name. That's how you would determine if you've done a successful migration of your profile to the Tivoli Enterprise Portal. You can verify a TMF profile and situation. Compare the TMF profile with its corresponding ITM62 situation. For example, in this case, notice a high CPU usage resource model with threshold value of 60. It's 60 cycles per second. And then here, once again, you can see the view of the Tivoli Enterprise Portal. Notice in the right window, the processor time says 60 for NT5338 process high CPU. A second example of the TMF profiling situation. For the processor resource model, notice the high CPU threshold value of 80. This will be compared to the next slide, and once again, you'll see that we have 80 for the processor time. In this formula tab, the percent processor time is 80. So just a couple examples to show you how we do the migration. Phase D, the migration of the profile managers. In Phase D, the TMF subscriber lists are migrated. This situations that correspond to resource models that are associated with a profile manager are activated. Each profile manager may be nested, while managed systems may be not. So the last four steps of our migration, the profile managers, the migration assess, analyze, migrate, and verify. We map profile managers to managed systems lists. A profile manager can be hierarchical. That is, the TMW2K profile maintains profile copies on each level in the hierarchy. Some customers utilize these profile copies for monitoring, that is, the change of thresholds, an addition or removal of resource monitors, the ability to enable or disable resource monitors. And the best practice in the field was not used for these profile models, excuse me. An exact copy distribution bears the risk of overriding all the changes. And the MSL or managed system list can't be hierarchical. Just an example of the mapping profile managers again, the MSL provides a way of grouping managed systems. I think by now you get that. We run the access profile managers. We access the ITM5 profile managers. There are two endpoints. We analyze the profile managers. As you can see here, that the status is not deployed. We migrate the profile manager. You can see that we've done a successful migration. Three resource models included in the profile within a profile manager have now been associated to the situations. We can verify the profile manager migration by going to the Tivoli Enterprise Portal, clicking Edit, Manage Systems Lists. We click Windows OS to expand the list of Windows MSLs. We click the MSL list named 338_KNT. To see which systems are managed. On slide 112, we go to our final phase, which is actually the review and cleanup. We review the results. You disable the ITM5 monitoring, that is, you disable the resource models. Once you're comfortable with the upgrade results, disable the TWM2K engine. The profile manager cleanup unsubscribes all objects and tries to remove the profile managers, and it will return a warning if it can't complete this operation. There is the removal of the TMF endpoint. Now, you may want to keep a TMA. It's really up to you. Other Tivoli products may use, you know, the endpoint, such as the Tivoli Configuration Manager, Remote Control, or a Tivoli Adapter Configuration and a Log File Adapter. So there may be reasons to keep the TMAs in operation. On step 18, review the results in the Tivoli Enterprise Portal. If not satisfied, if something didn't show up the way you expect it to, repeat a phase if necessary. And once again, always refer back to your log files if you run into problems. Step 19, remove the unneeded TMF objects after a migration, the Profile Manager, Profiles, and Endpoints. And finally, on page 114, I realized there were a lot of slides to cover here, but this was an overview. Hopefully you have a copy. There is plenty of reference material out there for you. Please take a look at this. Make a note of the various user guides, administrator guides, migration handbooks, red books. There will also be plenty of new documentation available when ITM 6.2 goes EGA, on 11/23 of this month. Slide 115, more reference material, including information on the Tivoli Universal Agent, APIs, and command reference programming guide. More reference material on slide 116. IBM Tivoli Monitoring Endpoint User Agents Guide, Tivoli Framework. In summary, I hope that having viewed this presentation, you understand the complexity of the migration from ITM 5 to ITM 6 and view this toolkit as a major victory, really, in helping our customers with the migration from 5 to 6, realizing that the migration toolkit is not the end-all. It doesn't solve all the problems. It doesn't resolve all the issues. But it really does a very good job of cleanly migrating items from 5 to the ITM 6 infrastructure. Now, I realize it's a little after 9, but I do have time for some questions. Sarah, if you're there, you want to open up the floor?
Certainly. And at this time, if you do have a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone telephone. If you are using a speakerphone, please ensure that your mute function is turned off to allow the signal to reach our equipment. Once again, please press star 1 on your touch-tone telephone to ask a question. And we'll pause for a moment to assemble the queue. And we'll take our first question from Tom Madden.
Yes. Maybe I missed this, but was there something in the presentation that talked about migrating an ITM 5 log monitor to an ITM 6 similar?
Not a specific monitor, no, Tom. There wasn't anything that talked specifically about an ITM 5 log monitor, no.
Okay. Is there any plans to add into the migration kit something that will do that?
You know, that's one of the things that we're still talking about, too, yes. I mean, the first main goal, of course, is to migrate the bigger pieces of the puzzle, including as many of the resource models as we can. But, yeah, that's on the burner.
Thank you.
One final reminder is that if you do have a question or a comment, please press star 1 at this time. And, Jim, it looks that we have no further questions.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you all so much for tuning in this morning. I really appreciate it. If you have any questions, please feel free to drop me an email. Please use the monitoring forum for as much as you can when it comes to Q&A. We'll try and get all your answers and questions turned around in as fast as we possibly can. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Have a good one.
Once again, that does conclude today's conference. Thank you for your participation, and have a nice day.
Thank you, Sarah.